Now, my dearly beloved, I shall share a couple of testimonies with you. One of them is a story of a Japanese farmer who practiced charity. Now, the Japanese farmer has a land that is located along the slope, and his neighbor was an unbeliever and took advantage of that farmer. And so that neighbor dug a hole, and the water that irrigates the land on the highest slope, which belonged to a Christian, would automatically roll down onto his farmland and irrigate his farmland, of course. Now, that is what we call taking advantage, isn't it? However, this particular farmer has absolute charity in his heart and is willing to walk according to the instructions of the Word of God and, of course, seek the advice of his pastor. And his pastor, in return, suggested that he would irrigate first the land of his neighbor, which is down the slope, and then later on his own land. You see, he practiced what we call loving your neighbors as yourself. And in the name of Jesus and out of charity, he did just that. Now, my dearly beloved, this is a beautiful story that manifests the charity of Christ Jesus in his heart. And as a result, 3 months later, as he irrigated continuously day by day, it touches the heart of the neighbor. I'm sure, without a doubt, that the Japanese farmer who has loved the neighbor also continued to pray for the neighbor. And as a result, in 3 months down the road, there was a knock on the door. And as the Christian farmer opened the door, guess who it was? It was that particular neighbor that came through and asked him, what would it take to believe our Lord Jesus Christ? You see, our Lord Jesus Christ wants each and every one of us to be able to attain charity and be the salt and the light in this world, isn't it? In order for our neighbor to be able to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ equally like we do. So this particular farmer practiced charity, and of course, in the name of Jesus Christ, glorifies our Heavenly Father. For that reason, the Word of God tells us in the Gospel of John chapter 15 says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Now, another precious testimony is the story of the Korean preacher. He and his wife and his father-in-law, they were persecuted, and the wife and the father-in-law were killed by the communist leader. And so the Korean preacher ran into a mountain cave and hid out of anger and out of obviously fear and so on. However, the voice of the Lord spoke to him and said, look, I want you to go back to the communist leader and preach the gospel to him and his family and forgive them and be filled with charity. And so the Korean preacher finally submitted to the hands of the Lord and obeyed the Holy Spirit and forgave them and came back to see the communist leader. As he knocked on the door and the communist leader opened that door, the communist leader was actually filled with absolute fear and was pale looking, thinking that the Korean preacher might do some vengeance upon him or do some evil in return. However, the Korean preacher instead told him that I'm here to forgive what you have done, and in the name of Jesus Christ, give them the gospel. That very same night, the Korean preacher have given the gospel and salvation to the home of this communist leader, and all of them were saved that evening. Isn't this wonderful? You see, this is what our Lord Jesus Christ tells us. We've got to be able to have charity in our heart, to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, and mind, of course, our neighbor as ourselves. And this particular Korean preacher has attained charity in his heart as he matures in the Spirit and absolutely obeyed the Holy Spirit. But what is precious is ever since then, they both became the most powerful co-laborers in Christ Jesus. Instead of being enemies, they are now brethren in Christ Jesus.